Today we continue to talk about the Avnet, the Gartel, this huge 32 Amis Gartel that we know was allowed to be mixed with Kelayim. And we have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Is it Davke B'Shas HaAvoida or Shaloi B'Shas HaAvoida? Is it only when the Kohen is in active duty, or even if he's in the Beis HaMikdash, he may also wear the beged with kilayim? And we discussed bariches, the different shittas yesterday, in the previous year. And now we're going to continue with the Rebbe's next step in explaining this inyan. And in order to understand this, we have to go to the root of why kilayim is usher in the first place. So there's a very fascinating Rabbeinu Bechaya, where the Rabbeinu Bechaya explains al pi pnimiyas hainyonim, al pi ruchniyas hainyonim, the iser of kilayim, this mixing wool, linen, etc. What's behind it? What's the reason behind it? And in short, there is a seder the way the Eibishter created the world. Every single thing has its specific koyach. Every single thing has its specific purpose. Every single thing has its specific form, etc. When we mix these inyonim together, we're making a bilbul amayis bereishis. There are certain koyches that cannot be mixed. Now, most people, when they hear this, they think that we're talking only about good and bad. Meaning you have a dover tohar, and you have a dover tomei, and we're saying don't mix good and bad. Don't mix tomei and tohar. Don't mix kedusha and klipa. That would be one way to understand the iser of kilayim, that we want to keep the realm of kedusha separate from the realm of klipa, and that would be a very, very good idea. But really, there is a deeper understanding, and that is that sometimes, even for kedusha to operate, there has to be a separation of the forces. And to give you an example, the Rebbe brings a muscle of an army, that you have a melech, you have a king. Let's say in America, for example, you have what they call the army, the navy, and the air force. There are three parts of the army. You have the infantry, which means people on the ground. You have the air force, people in the air. And you have the navy, which is people on the boats. Now, they all work for the same country. They all have the same goals. And they, as they say, they all swear allegiance to the same flag. The idea is they're all soldiers in the American army. Yet each one has their distinct role. And what would happen if the admiral who's in charge of the navy is going to start mixing into the people in charge of the air force, giving commands about things he doesn't know? It's not going to work. And if the Air Force people are going to start telling the troops on the ground how to operate, it's not going to work. There's going to be a bilbul. It doesn't mean that they are against each other. It means that in order for them to operate, they have to be separate. For the success of the klal, even two positive koiches have to be separate. And al pi kabbalah, we have, for example, Malach Michal and Malach Gavriel. One is the Malach Sar of Chesed, one of Gvura, one of Mayim, one of Eish. You have to keep the Mayim and the Eish separate. If you're going to mix the Mayim and the Eish, you're not going to have not Mayim and not Eish. Everything has to have its rightful place. So therefore, in a certain sense, Kilayim is not just for good and bad, Tomei Tor, Tuma Klipa, Klipa and Kedusha, it's also in the realm of Kedusha itself, you need to have a separation of Malach Michal, Malach Gavriel, Malach Raphael. The only time that there is a combination, so to speak, there's a bittul, there's oisa sholim bimroimov. We refer to the Eibishter, and we say that the Eibishter, in order to make sholim aleinu, because he's the same one that's oisa sholim bimroimov, he's able to make sholim between Malach Michal, Malach Gabriel, all the Malachim, which I heard a good vort this week from my friend Rabbi Levy. He said that he heard this vort. He says, how come by oisa sholim you take 3 steps back? Says, a lot of times, if you want to make sholem, you have to step back and reflect on what's going on. If you really want to be oisa sholem, if you're full angry and you're full steam ahead, it's very difficult to make sholem. In order to make sholem, you have to take a step back from your position, reevaluate, realize what you want. So if you really want to make sholem, take 3 steps back. That's a word of drush. But either way, when is it that the Eibishter is Oysa Sholem? When is it that even the greatest ministers are Nisbatel from their own Mitzias? That is when they are Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. When they are standing in front of the king Mamish, so then you're not Gavriel, you're not Michal. Everybody is equal. Chassidim would always say that in front of the Rebbe, you could be the Rav and the simple guy. In their own city, the Rav is the Rav, and the simple person is the simple person. But when there are 2 chassidim in front of the Rebbe, they're all pushing for the same spot. There's no covet in Lubavitch, because in front of the Rebbe, it's Oysa Sholem Bimroimov. There's no titles, there's no positions, there's no covet. You know, everyone is Nisbatel in front of the Mor HaGodol. The idea is that there's, on one hand, yoim yoim is day to day. There has to be a separation. But when it's oimed lefnei hamelech, so then there doesn't have to be a separation. Then there, it's nizbatel, the separation. What does this have to do with the kilayim of the avnet? If the idea of kilayim is only to get rid of good and bad, if that's what it's about, so then if you are in a good place, for example, if you are in the Mokim HaMikdash, if you are in the Beis HaMikdash itself, which is an Aver of Kedusha, Aver of obviously, of purity, so then it makes sense that Kelayim would be Mutter. And it doesn't have to be specifically B'Shas HaAvoida. Because if the only thing you're trying to make sure is that the good is not influenced by the bad, and to keep it separated, so you're pretty guaranteed, pretty much guaranteed, that a good the kedusha in the Mokim HaMikdash, even if it's not b'shas ha'avoid, as long as it's in the atmosphere of the Beis HaMikdash, pretty much you're going to be okay. If that's the goal, to only make sure that there's no mixing of kedusha and klipa, so then as long as you are in the Mokim HaMikdash, you're fine. And that's the sheet of the Ravid. The Ravid says that Kilayim is mutter in all the big dekona, and also Shaloi B'Shas HaAvoida. Why? Because Kilayim is only here to make sure that there's no mixture, there's no influence of the Klipa on the Kedusha. So if it's in the Beis HaMikdash, you're fine. It's in the big dekona, you're fine. You don't have to worry then about the influence. But the Rambam goes a step further. And the Rambam says, Kilayim is not about the not mixing of Kedusha and Klipa. Kilayim is also about the not mixing of 2 forces of Kedusha. Even the forces of Kedusha we have to keep separate. We have to keep Michal separate from Gabriel and Rafal. We said like the generals of each part of the army, they have to be kept separate. So just because you're in the Mokim HaMikdash, why should that make it that you should be allowed to have Kilayim? The only time when you are allowed to have, when is there time when it's nisbatel? When they're oymed lefnei hamelech, when they're in front of the king. What does that mean? B'shas ha'avoida. Only when it's mamish, your active duty, you're standing, you're doing the avoid in front of the melech, so then yes, there is no kilayim because you're oymed lefnei hamelech. But it goes a step further. It goes a step further. And that is, from all the big dekuna, even b'shas ha'avoida, specifically the Avnate. Why the Avnate? Because all other begodim, they all have a specific purpose. They cover a specific part. They're here for a specific reason. The Avnate, the Gartel, is here only for Avoida. As we said, the Gartel you put on to prepare for davening. The Gartel's Mahus expresses the Yid's Etzem HaNefesh, that it's here only B'Shas Avoida. When the Etzem is Nizgala, so yes, well, that's mamish oymed lifnei amelech. When you're in touch with your etzem hanefesh, when that is the ultimate shas ha'avoida. So at that point, yes, there is room to say that you're allowed to have kilayim. And now with this, we could explain why this gartel is so long. We had a shaila. Why are we having a gartel that is 32 amis? We're not having 10 kohanim. Why are we having a gartel 32 amis long? But now that we explained that the inyan of the avnit is a message of getting in touch with your etzem, which is higher than any level of ischalkos, it's going to start making a lot more sense. Because we know that the nefesh elikis is in the brain. The nefesh abahamis is in the heart. But the Etzem HaNefesh is Nodva Liboy Imoy. The Etzem HaNefesh is Mamish B'Pnimiyas HaLeiv. In other words, the Darg of Etzem HaNefesh is not just B'Moyach. The Darg of Etzem HaNefesh is in Leiv. And therefore, being that the Avnate, the whole Inyan of the Avnate is to get in touch with the Etzem, the whole inyan of the Avnate is the Gilui of the Etzem of Oymed Lefnei HaMelech Mamesh. It's when you're putting on the Avnate, you're an expression of you're doing the Avoida, B'Shas HaAvoida, which that's a Gilui of the Etzem HaNefesh. So that expresses itself that the Avnate is 32 Amois, which is the Gematria, obviously, of Leiv. The Etzem HaNefesh wraps around. It's Begolei all over you. And that's why the Avnate was allowed to have Kilayim, and it was 32 Amis long.